I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's hard when you don't actually hear the music. Guys, welcome back to 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly. These 90 Day people just keep us busy, but I'm happy about it because I'm quarantined at home. As you can see, we are filming from home, so bear with us. But you know, we love 90 Day so much that the show must go on. I'm Linda Entwee, and I'm joined by the beautiful Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, guys.
We are back. This was a packed week. A lot of 90 Day moving parts.
Yes.
And, you know, since we all have all the time, we're seeing a lot of activity on social media with a lot of the cast members from now and in the past. And speaking of cast members, let's talk about Rebecca and Ziad. So Rebecca recently got a new addition to her household. And what was funny is that the clickbait was that she was snuggled up with someone that was not Ziad. And even Rebecca was like posting on her Instagram, like, what is this? She's like, I'm scared for my own self, but the new addition, it isn't Ziad, but it is a new Siberian Husky.
Ooh.
And she named him Rocky, and she had him all cuddled up in her bed, and so that's what the clickbait was about. She made a video of her puppy during National Puppy Day, and made a joke to that clickbait story that titled, Rebecca gets someone new to warm her bed without Zia.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah. Those Huskies are really pretty dogs, too.
They really are.
Oh, and, how cute.
Right?
Oh, I want one.
Yeah, so congratulations to Rebecca on her new puppy. And I just thought it was super adorable. In other news, we got some kind of sad news about Sasha. Right?
Yeah. So you guys, Emily is saying that Sasha might have coronavirus. She revealed on her Instagram that Sasha has been in terrible stomach pain for a couple of days and overall hasn't been feeling well for about a week or so. He just hasn't been feeling like himself. So she took him to the ER. He is home now, but he did have to stay in the hospital for a couple days, and she was not able to stay with him, which is really sad because obviously you want to be around your loved one when, you know, they're not feeling well. So apparently, because of his stomach pains, the doctors thought that he could potentially have COVID-19. He did test for it, and the results are supposed to come back within 48 hours. We haven't heard any updates as of yet. But I will say this, I didn't know that severe stomach pain was a COVID symptom. I did some research. Harper's Bazaar posted an article, and there's a doctor by the name of Dr. Atkins that said in some cases, symptoms of coronavirus can include nausea and or diarrhea and stomach pains. So we are praying for Sasha and Emily and their new baby. I hope that he recovers from whatever it is, and I hope it's not COVID-19, and you know, he gets back to his life because he just got his work permit and he was like ready to take on the world, and you know, this happened. So prayers up for Sasha. I'm praying for you guys.
Yeah, same. It's so you know what, stay home guys, wash your hands, and we send all the love and prayer to that family.
Yeah.
Speaking of families, the TLC family is shutting down production. Sharp Entertainment and TLC have confirmed that they are shutting down amid the corona pandemic, which is sad for us because that means there are no more shows being filmed. So it's whatever they have in stock right now. And there will not be a tell-all. So we're kind of not going to know what happens at the end of this season because they were supposed to film April, and they did not have the opportunity because I believe it was supposed to be April 3rd and 4th, and obviously we're not there yet, and they're not there yet, and we're all on shutdown, so that's not going to happen, but with no new content currently filming, it is possible that they're going to release footage that's on the shelf. So it might make sense for them to go to the archives at this time. We know that they have footage with Colt and Larissa. We know they have footage with the couple in Seattle that I just talked about last week, and it's blowing my mind right now because I can't think of their name. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, Mike and Emily.
Emily, yeah. So we know they have footage on them. We also know that Angela has footage from her wedding. Natalie, thank you. Mike and Natalie. So we know we have that footage with them. And we also know that we have the footage of Angela and her wedding. So they do have a lot to work with. So hopefully we won't be just left out in the cold.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll come up with something. We'll get some good behind the scenes. I would love to see some behind the scenes of Paul. Just Paul. I need a Paul special just by himself of all of Paul's antics. To me, that's good TV.
Yeah, he's great TV. I hope they bring Paul back because he is really great TV. Yeah. I hear you have some news about Tiffany.
I do. Good news about Tiffany, too. She was on Instagram showing her snapback body, honey. That girl is looking good. She went on Instagram and showed on her story, showed everyone a glimpse of her 20-pound weight loss. We saw a little bit of it not too long ago, a couple months ago. But she's, you know, really promoting herself and promoting her new look. And speaking of promoting, she's even promoting a protein shake on Instagram. So she's all about the health and fitness life. She's just looking good doing her thing. And she also said on her Instagram story that somebody asked her if she would get plastic surgery, and she said she would for her under eye area. But she's a gorgeous girl. We know that she doesn't need that, but I just feel like she's in this vibe in her life where she just wants to really focus on herself and loving on herself and really becoming the best Tiffany. So shout out to her. Shout out to the snapback body. You guys go over to her Instagram page and check out her story. She does have a couple slides up on her story right now. So check her out. She's looking good, Linda. Have you seen her lately?
I have. You know what? I'm all about it. Do you, boo. Do you. Whatever makes you feel beautiful and your best version of yourself, I'm all about it. She does look beautiful. She's totally made some transformations. She's not only working on her, like, body, but it feels like she's doing body, mind, and soul, as well as her relationships. So I'm like 100% behind it.
Yeah. Speaking of transformations, you got some news about George, right?
I do. So we know that George lost a bunch of weight and he's about to be released, and a couple of things. So his release date was August. It got pushed to May. I do believe that he probably is going to come out in April because of everything that the Governor Newsom is saying about the coronavirus and how low offenders are starting to be released earlier and earlier just so that they can contain the coronavirus in the prison. So guys, I wouldn't be surprised if he's out by the end of this month. But what he is saying is that once he gets out of jail, he is going to quote unquote dump Anafisa. But dude, she's already dumped you. She's moved on. She's got a new bae. So like, what are you even talking about? But maybe he doesn't know that she's moved on. But he does say that he feels like she abandoned him. Mm-hmm. He recently went public and said that in the beginning of the time that he spent in prison, she would be in contact with him, but then it started to taper off, and then he didn't hear from her at all. So with his new body and his new mindset, he is ready to divorce Anafisa and talk about that single life. And what's interesting too, and I just had a conversation with our producer, so I thought I would throw this in here as well, is that he went live with his quote unquote manager, and his manager is his nephew running his account. And George didn't really have a lot to say. He basically wouldn't really commit to what day exactly he's getting released, but he thanked the fans for supporting him. He's going to be out soon, and that he's looking forward to like talking, basically catching up with everyone. So I thought that that was interesting as well.
Well, speaking of, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, speaking of George looking good, the live chat, you know, they have some plans for George. Gene Wilson said, George looks good. Monica Valencia said, oh, sexy George, hopefully he does OnlyFans. I don't know what she means by that, but okay, we hear you, Monica. So everybody's got their eye on George. And Athisa may have made a mistake. She's looking good too, but they could have been a good looking couple, you know, a good looking power couple, the glow up couple of 2020.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen? You know, who knows? She's still in this the new guy's name is Leo Asaf. And they're only a recent couple. They came out on Valentine's Day together. So who knows? I mean, she might see George when she's signing the divorce papers and decide not to sign it. I don't know. Like, she might look at him and be like, ooh, you fine and I'm fine. And let's try to get this 90-day money. So we'll see.
They are both looking fine, but I think she really showed her hand with not being there for him in his darkest moment.
True, so. But I also don't think that he's seen the new and improved Anafisa. And even I am like, goals, yeah, fitness goals. Like, can I get like a little muscle right here?
Her body is rocking. It's
crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let's talk about crazy Nicole. Crazy.
Ooh, yeah, speaking of crazy, this story is crazy, you guys. So as we know, Miss Nicole is stuck in Morocco. What a sad place to be stuck. Not. because we know about the air travel issues that are going on due to the coronavirus. But apparently, Nicole hasn't even been staying with Azan. She's been staying at an Airbnb, and here's why. It's being reported by a source close to TLC show production, and this is according to Soap Dirt, that Azan is actually married. Not only is Azan married, but he's married to his cousin, and they have 3 kids together. And supposedly, Nicole has known about this, and she found out about it when they were filing their paperwork to get married. So, yeah. And apparently in Morocco, men can marry up to 4 women, but the first wife has to essentially sign off on the marriages to the other wives. So you got to get approved by the first wife before, you know, you can get in the lineup, basically. And the tea gets hotter, you guys. That $6,000 that Nicole supposedly sent Azan for the, what was it, like a shop in Morocco that he was supposedly opening, or a store. So actually that $6,000 went towards paying his wife off for a divorce. So yeah, it's something fishy going on there, but it sounds like Nicole is a ride or die. Like, she's riding it out no matter what. Linda, what do you think?
Why would he be getting divorced if he's allowed to have multiple wives?
Right. So I'm thinking maybe Nicole is not down for it. That's what I was thinking as well. I'm thinking maybe Nicole was like, listen, I want to get married. Although he doesn't seem that, you know, just based on the history, he doesn't seem that interested in her. But I'm thinking my only justification for that is that Nicole is not game for being the second wife. Maybe Nicole is like, listen, I'm cool with the polygamy law in Morocco, but I need to be wife number one so I can sign off on the other ones. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey guys, yeah. It's just really fast, Linda, I was going to just mention it also, it could be that because she wants him to come to America instead of living in Morocco.
Yeah, and that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that because I got to say that first of all, he's never leaving his wife, and he's not leaving those 3 children. And Nicole can stay here as long as she wants, but she will go back and she will not be married to Izan. Like, it's not ever going to happen. It's never going to happen. That's how I feel. But you know what?
Monica Valencia said Nicole is worse than David in this current season. Ooh. And you know, I can't. Ooh, that one stung. R. Sword said, is Nicole with Izan through all of this? Apparently she is. I'm not sure what happened to my, okay, are we back on? Okay, and let's see here. Outback Aussie said poor Nicole, and Diane Rose said Nicole has zero self-esteem.
Well, there you go. The people have spoken. I want to move on to Larissa and Eric.
Okay, what's going on with them?
If you haven't heard, they are back together and apparently have been together for quite some time now. Larissa took to her Insta stories to do a Q&A, and when asked if single, she said, I haven't been single in a long time. So apparently they've been back together for quite some time. And not only is she back together with Eric, and follow me with this, guys, but Jess, do you guys remember Jess? Jess was Colt's girlfriend after Larissa. Jess and Colt have now broken up. So Colt is single, but Jess is now dating Brian. Now, who is Brian, you ask? Well, Brian Hanvey was the guy that's the musician that cast Larissa and Eric in his music video. Follow me, you remember him? Yes, that guy. So Jess, who's also Brazilian, like Larissa, is dating Brian, and Larissa and Eric are now dating. So it's that whole music video love box. Now, what's really interesting about this is that not only are Eric and Larissa back together, but Larissa and Jess are friends. And Larissa is the one that introduced Jess, Colt's ex, to her current boyfriend, Brian, the musician. Phew, catch that all? Crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a whole lot. But you know what? If I'm seeing a lot of these couples getting back together. So we've got Larissa and Colt back together. We know that Jay and Ashley are back together. And, you know, we're also in a pandemic. So I'll just
leave it. I know. I was going to say, I think it might be this pandemic, this lockdown. I feel like it's making everybody kind of take a step back and rethink their actions and making them miss their past spouses. So I'm sure your DMs are lit with some, you know, some past people.
Don't be putting my business out there. I'll say this. I think that the germs you know are probably easier than the germs you don't know. Do you know what I mean? So
that's true.
She posted a picture, and I think we had it up earlier, but she posted a picture of her and Eric together. And I think, if I recall, let me just pull it up on my phone, because I thought her caption was hilarious. She says, Biggie love announcements, because you know that's her thing, Biggie. We're happy and what matters. And then she has like the little heart emojis. So
okay.
You know, you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Moving on. Let's move on to Corey.
All right, you guys. So Corey was recently arrested in Ecuador for violating the COVID-19 enforced beach curfew. Evelyn actually posted a picture of Corey being taken away in handcuffs. Poor Corey. Corey actually does like surfing, so people are speculating that he probably just got caught up, lost track of time while he was surfing on the beach. The problem is the curfew is at 2 p.m., And surfing is not a part of the essential activities of reasonings that you should be out in Ecuador, as it's same stands here in the States. So Corey was hit with a fine. There's a photo up on the screen. Corey was hit with a fine, but the police did tell him that if he violates curfew again, he's gonna stay in jail. They are going to lock him up, clink, clink. And I personally wouldn't want to be in jail in Ecuador, so I'm sure he doesn't. None of us do. Being in jail in a foreign country, from what I hear, is no fun, or any country for that matter. And also, just a little tidbit of tea. I don't know if you guys heard this, but Corey and Evelyn are actually now broken up, but they are still still friends. And yeah, I guess they actually did the opposite of what we just talked about, Linda. They broke up during quarantine, or announced the breakup during quarantine, and decided it just was not going to work.
Yeah, so they've actually been broken up for about 6 months, but they were on the What Now, so they were not able to say that they were broken up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then as soon as they finish, or close to finish airing, then, yeah, she definitely went ahead and spilt the tea. And I wanted to see if we could get Bree, our producer, in on this, because I know she has a little bit more information, Corey's side of this story.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Yes, so Corey went on his Instagram Live today, or not Instagram Live, sorry, Instagram Stories, or yesterday, okay. And he said that this is 100% not true, that he was not arrested. That's not him in the photo. He said it is a guy called Nomar McGonigal, I think is what he said. Nomar McGonigal, who was a professional surfer in Costa Rica, and that this was all just a rumor, that he was never arrested at all. And that he doesn't know how this got spread. And he went on to kind of insinuate that it was potentially Laura who was spreading it, because he was saying, you know, don't trust sources, even sources close to TLC, a.k.a. Laura. And then as well just went forward to say he hadn't seen Laura in 3 months, but that she's still spouting her mouth about stuff about him and Evelyn, and that the, you know, situation with him and Evelyn is that they're good right now. That's kind of all he said. But yeah, he's saying that this is not true, that this is not him.
Okay.
Which Corey. I think is so interesting about Corey, because not only is he saying it's not true, but he's also not admitting that him and Evelyn are no longer together. Do you know what I mean? But she's like blatantly saying that they're not together. They're staying in a three-story home. She's on the bottom, he's on the bottom, she's on the top. And they're cordial because they have to be. They're quarantined, but they're not together. But he's making it seem like, oh, we're just having a couple quarrel and we're all good. It's weird.
Why are they still living together if it's been 6 months?
Well, I think that part of it was they couldn't break that whole NDA. If he went back home and their What Now hadn't aired yet and people see him without her, then, you know, there's internet sleuths out here. They're no joke.
Well, let's not forget he's invested all that money in the bar in Ecuador too, so he's That's probably true. Not going to easily part away from all that.
That is very and true.
So we'll I don't know, we'll see what happens with those two, but are we really shocked that he's holding on and she's trying to get away? I feel like that's been the story all along with them.
Facts. I want to move on to Avery from this season. So Avery from this season on Before the 90 Days and her ex-husband are kind of beefing, and Avery is claiming that her former husband is lying, and the quote-unquote truth, he did this 10 truths about Avery, and guys, okay. Bear with me because I have to read them so you can really hear what he's saying. So he says 10 truths about Avery Warner from the 90 Day Fiancé that she doesn't want people to know. Number one, Avery does not have any custody of her oldest daughter and never has. Two, Avery is allowed visitation, but rarely chooses to take her visits, nor does she call her daughter ever. And then he goes on to say, number three, other than a 30-minute stint on New Year's Day, Avery has not seen or called her daughter since the fall of 2019. Four, Avery refuses to contribute to her oldest daughter's financial support, is behind on child support, and is being garnished from the state. 5, Avery is clinically diagnosed type 2 bipolar, but lies about this diagnosis, but lies about it and refuses to take her meds. 6, in the past, Avery has had an involuntary mental hospital inpatient due to her violent behavior. 7, Avery has never been a part of her oldest daughter's life. 8, Avery often falsifies social media posts of her oldest daughter to make it appear as if she's in her daughter's life often. And 9, Avery has never been to a doctor appointment for her oldest daughter in her life. And 10, from 2014 to 2017, Avery disappeared from her daughter's life 100% with no calls or visits for 3 years straight. And upon return, cannot recall what grade her daughter was in. So he basically put all her business out there. And go ahead.
Is this the older daughter's father?
Correct.
Okay, so they obviously don't have a good relationship.
Okay, so it's her ex-husband. She's been married once, right? She has 2 kids by 2 different baby daddies. The first ex-husband, her oldest child. That's why that child is not part of the 90-day show. So. The younger child's father, they have a better relationship. So going back to this list, the list says that Avery has never been a part of her older daughter's life, other than a few visits per year. The one thing that stands out is that Avery doesn't post very many pictures on her Instagram of her oldest daughter. And so that kind of goes in line with what this ex is saying. But she did post the picture of her older daughter on New Year's Day, which also aligns with what the ex is saying, which is that's the last time that she saw her older daughter. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Now, I got this, and I got this information from Soap Dirt, so I don't know how accurate it is, but my question was like, so who's this dude? Like, what's the ex about, and is he just angry and they had a contentious divorce and he's trying to drag her through the mud? Because like, why would you put all this business out there? I think he's really private. So apparently he used to post a lot of pictures of himself with his daughter online before the 90 days came out. As soon as the 90 days came out, he stopped posting. He kind of closed down all his social media accounts. And people are speculating that it's an attempt to shield his daughter from the negative publicity that comes with reality TV, which makes sense. We saw that Ashley did that in her season, where she just was not, my kids are not going to be a part of this, which, you know, I think is smart. But her ex-husband has 3 bachelor's degrees, 1 in law, 1 in business, and 1 in economics. He has a master's degree in business and men, and a doctorate degree in jurisprudence. He volunteers for several charitable organizations, is involved in a couple of nonprofits. He's also on the board of directors for Feed the Homeless America organization. So, you know, he's an attorney in the state of Washington, and you guys can decide whether you believe what he's saying is not, whether he's being vindictive or not, the things he says about Avery, if they're true or not. But you know, he's a lawyer, so he's good with words as well, and he's educated, so he's good with words as well. So we'll see. We'll see where how this plays out.
I don't know. I feel like I'm just hoping it's not a situation. I first of all hope it's not true, but I hope it's not a situation where he's trying to just drag her through the mud, you know, because he's upset that she's on this show. Who knows? It's always an eyebrow raiser when a woman doesn't have custody of her child. Like, uh-oh, what's going on? But there, you know, there's situations where people can manipulate and, you know, you lose custody of your child. So I don't want to wholeheartedly jump on his bandwagon and, you know, just shun Avery. But these are pretty, the fact of the matter is her Instagram posts are directly lining up with what he's saying. So
it is. But then I also think too, how if I read between the lines and the things that I've shared right here, he also is a lawyer. So it sounds to me like he's a pretty successful lawyer with all the degrees that he has. So it could be possible that the reason why he got custody of the oldest daughter is that he just had more money. He knew the court system and he was able to outmaneuver her, right? So you're going to a court system day in and day out. And I honestly don't know what type of attorney he is, but I do know that attorneys help other attorneys. And if you're in court with the judge that you know all the time and they're all your buddies, you know, there's some sway there and bias there as far as I'm concerned. So I don't know. I'm on the fence with this one. I'm going to see how it plays out.
Yeah. So Outback Aussie said, GLB Hewitt said a good father wouldn't have made that list.
There you go, facts.
Jean Wilson said Avery posted a response on her IG a few days ago. What was the response, Jean? Beautiful boy said, is he single? LOL, just kidding. Diane Rose said, so he's got money and can screw her over in court.
Yep.
And Jean Wilson said, if he's a lawyer, he knows it's against the law to state anyone's alleged medical condition. I don't know. I mean, is that against the law? If you're not a medical professional, is that against the law? You're not bound to HIPAA laws at that point. Like we're not bound to HIPAA regulations.
Correct.
We're not in the medical field. So I'm not sure if that's really against the law, but you know, it could be. And Joanne Pira said, A good mother to me wouldn't leave her baby crying behind to go stay with a man she never met before, but that's just me.
Whoa. Well, I think we're all across the board with our feelings, so let's see how this plays out. Okay. I want to talk about Robert and Annie. So we're all talking about it. We all saw their performance on Pillow Talk, and the online vibe is that most people loved Robert. They thought he was quick-witted and had a sense of humor. They weren't really feeling Annie, though. They thought she had lifelessness and no personality. But usually couples balance each other out. So we're hoping that this, because it was their first time, that they're going to find their groove and maybe like the dry wit versus the humor is going to somehow balance out, but that's what people are kind of looking for. So hopefully in time, this couple will find a rhythm before fans start kind of fast forwarding their scenes. However, guys, you are not going to be able to fast forward them because we're going to see a lot of Robert and Annie. According to some online sources, they are on a few spinoffs. We are going to see them on What Now next month. We also are going to see them on 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After, because if you did not know, now you know, Annie is expecting her first baby with Robert. So congratulations to Annie and Robert, and looks like 90 Day fans, before the halt of the production of it all, they're in the mix. So What Now, Happily Ever After. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon after this whole coronavirus thing is over and we're back in production.
That's good for them. I think that's a good situation for them. I'm glad the train is still rolling.
Agreed. Guys, okay, so we all have this extra time, and so a lot of us are spending it on social media and creating content and all of that, and Big Ed is spending a lot of time on social media and specifically Instagram, and Big Ed, I get all your alerts, and when I say you go live all the time, you are going live all the time, so good on you, and, you know, making use of your time now that we're all self-quarantining, but he issued a shower challenge during this coronavirus situation to remind everyone to quote unquote stay clean. One of the people that jumped on this shower challenge was Jeffrey. And then it was calling out all the 90 Day co-stars. So after we see Big Ed and Teddy, because he brought his dog in the shower with him. And then we see Jeffrey do some outside weird shower thing. And he tries to pick up his big dog to do the whole thing. But we also see Avery do his shower scene, but instead of a dog, it was just her. We see Ash, and Ash does his shower scene with the dumbbell. Laura does the shower scene challenge as well. We see Tom jump in on it. So a bunch of 90 Day people jumped in on the shower scene challenge. And the question was, okay, so what was it for? What was it for? Like, are we promoting something? Are we bored? Ed wanted to say he's just reminding everyone to stay clean. But, you know, like, shouldn't you be showering every day anyways? Why is that a challenge?
I have to say that I was actually very shocked that Ed was showering with his dog, Teddy, because he's such a germaphobe. And, you know, it just was like, oh, your dog is in the shower with you. Mm. You know, I just wasn't expecting that. But hey, you know, that's great that they're so close.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? What did you guys think of the shower challenge? Definitely let us know in the comments, or if you're in the live chat, let us know in the live chat.
Gene Wilson said, I adore Big Ed.
I mean, I adore Big Ed too, but my question is, what did you think of the shower challenge, and would you have done it? Would you have done it, Ashley?
No. It's a little too intimate for me. And there would have had to been something a little bit like, I don't know. I need more layers to it than that. There's got to be more purpose behind it than just me taking a shower.
That's how I feel. I was like, am I supporting a cause, a good cause? Yeah. Why am I half naked for you for no reason? Like, give me a reason. But I get it. We're staying clean and you know, washing our hands and all of that. So I get it.
Oh, everyone's chiming in now. Beautiful Boy said, pure boredom. It's got to be strange, the world we live in these days. Diane Rose said, made no sense. So yeah, everyone's kind of feeling the same way. We're feeling like, what was the point of it?
Yeah,
there's challenges going up every 5 minutes now on social media. So everyone's bored.
True. I mean, that's true. But some of those challenges are fun and make sense. They don't need to be explained. I just think that a shower challenge, for what? Like, again, shouldn't you be showering daily anyways? But
right.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. I want to talk about Jeffrey. So, guys, did you know that Jeffrey is a bona fide actor? And not just like actor, we just got to know him on 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days. He has an extensive background from the research I did, going back to like 2013-ish. But I'm gonna give you a list and then I'm gonna talk about the list. So he is listed, and you can find him on IMDb, for movies like Dying to Belong, Murder by Numbers, Duplicitous, one that's called Crossword, and he is in deep with the Snapped family. If you guys have heard of Snapped on the Oxygen Network, he played B2K on Snapped. He also played on Snapped Killer Couples, as an actor, which is an offshoot of Snapped itself. He's been in a movie called Fatal Attraction and Mute and Crossword and a movie called Marvelous. So I don't know about you guys, and again, chime in the live chat in the comments on our YouTube, but I am seeing a theme, and I'm seeing a theme that has art imitating life or life imitating art. I find it interesting from his alleged background, and we also know, like, he spent time in prison, that he can walk into these casting directors, they look at him, he nails his line, and all of a sudden he's the PPK killer. All of a sudden he's a killer couple. All of a sudden he's dying to belong. All of a sudden he's duplicitous. All of a sudden there's
fatal attraction. Yeah. I would be very afraid.
I just think that, you know, you can't really, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? He's an actor.
Joanne Pieria said, Jeffrey is scary.
I'll leave it at that.
Facts.
I'll leave it at that. Guys, that is our news and gossip for this week. I think that we've covered quite a bit of stuff. And they never disappoint. And guys, if you want to reach out to us and you guys, oh, you know what? I want to shout out New Beginnings, something, something, something. She always sends me great dirt on Twitter. And we had a really great conversation this week. I think we both had a little bit of time. And so we kind of went off on the whole Ashley and Jay thing. But guys, I love hearing from you. Love getting the scoop from you. So make sure you hit me up all across social media at Linda Is So Girly. You know that we are social distancing, so we are filming from home. We appreciate you joining us. We appreciate you staying with us because you know that we love 90 Day Fiancé all things, and we know that you guys do too. So thank you for sticking by us, and we appreciate you. Ashley?
Hey, guys. Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie. And I just want to shout out some people in our live chat tonight.
Let's do
we
it.
We have 420420, Brenda B, Outback Aussie, Miss Pink Eyes, DW, Diane Rose, Hey My Boy, or Hey Boy, Hey My Heart. I think I said Jean Wilson. Let's see here. Am I missing anybody? DW, Joanne Pieria, Beautiful Boy. You guys are showing up and showing out. If you guys can, let me not forget Howard the Third. Can you guys go up, like scroll all the way up to the thumbs up button and click that? GLB Hewitt, thanks for joining us tonight. And leave us some comments in the replay as well. Subscribe to our AfterBuzz reality channel and the rest of our channels too. And thank you guys all. We really appreciate you guys. We love you. And enjoy chatting with you guys.
We really do. And I love hearing from you guys. I know Ashley does too. And I just want to shout out Bree, who is in our booth right now. And it's so funny because I keep pointing up like I'm actually still in the studio.
Right.
So, but Bree does 90 Day News daily. So make sure you are checking that out for the daily news and gossip. And guys, we will see you here same time next week with all the latest and greatest. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.